Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Now let's continue. Now what is another way we do the devil's job? That is through our mouth. Stop speaking negatively about yourself and about your life. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. You are aiding the enemy when you speak negatively about yourself. He does not need your help. Why are you helping him? You need to stop speaking negatively about yourself. There is no worse way to self-inflict defeat to yourself than speaking negative words about yourself. Stop speaking negatively about yourself. Like I said at the start of this sermon, you and I are created in the image of God. Therefore, you have no right to continually speak negative words about yourself. The devil is the accuser of the brethren. By you speaking negative words constantly about yourself, you are doing the devil. Stop doing the devil's job. We need to walk in the awesome reality that you are made in the image of God. We are not just created a little higher than animals, like dogs, lions, tigers, horses. No, we are created just a little lower than the angels. When we see ourselves as a little lower than the angels, we can better appreciate the dignity that the image of God brings into our lives. David asked, "What is man that you, Lord, are mindful of him?" The response that resounded in his spirit is that we are made with reverence and awe. You and I are fashioned with the honor of God. We are distinguished from the lower creatures. We form a significant part of the marvel of God's handiwork. The problem is, we don't know this. David exclaims that his soul is made fat because his mind has been anchored in this truth. This is why in the book of Psalms it says, "You are fearfully and wonderfully made." God intentionally created you. Intentionally created you. But unfortunately, we have adopted a self-defeating attitude of always speaking negatively about ourselves. And when we speak negatively about ourselves continually, we are doing the devil's job for him. You need to stop doing the devil's job. God has called you into a relationship with him so that he can bless you with the good gifts of his heavenly kingdom. But you are still saying, "Lord, I am not good enough." God has prepared a table before you in the midst of your enemy, but you are reluctant to sit and partake because you see yourself as unworthy. Stop speaking negative words about yourself. God's word is truth. God's words of truth must be implanted in our hearts. Don't allow the devil to rebuke or refute the truth of God with his lies. He is always going to try to steal or stifle the word of God. He will always try to plant doubt and fear in our minds. Friends, you are not a loser. You are not worthless. You are not unlovable. You are the crown of his creation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
When God created us, He gave us dominion over all that He created. We are co-manager with the King. God has called us to sit at His table and to dine with Him. It means that through the blood of Jesus Christ, we have been made worthy. Stop demeaning yourself. Stop doing the enemy's job for him. Let it be well with your soul in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to think about yourself the way God thinks about you. David exclaims, "How precious to me are your thoughts. O God, how vast is their sum." We are told to let the mind of Christ dwell in us richly. It is the mind of Christ that holds the precious thoughts of God. It is the mind of Christ that will empower us to overcome the thoughts of the enemy when he throws them. It is the mind of Christ that will remove us and stop us from helping the devil do his job. As we seek to allow the mind of Christ to renew us, to change us, we must purposely pursue the Word of God and allow the truth that is in the Word of God to feed our mind. Start believing the pure and lovely thoughts of God so that you can start speaking excellent and praiseworthy things over yourself and over your life in the name of Jesus. There are so many scriptures that we must use to assure us of the fact that we don't have to go through life alone. We are not living in a void away from God. God is ever present with us. Psalm 17:13. Arise, O Lord, confronting him, bring him low, deliver my soul from the wicked with your sword. This is another solid truth that we must use to inspire and to give us hope and give us courage and boldness that God is participating in the battles of life with us. When you go to work, you're not alone. When you're commuting to work, you're not alone. God is with you. Even in your struggles, God is with you. When you're struggling with depression, God is with you. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God will raise a standard. You are not alone. The Bible tells us this over and over and over again. And as you hear me, a lot of you are testaments to what I'm saying. Because of what you've been through, God was with you in the battles of life. When you faced depression and overcame it, it was because God was with you. We must never fall asleep in this battle. There is a call from 1 Corinthians 16:13 that adds to what we have been talking about. It calls for strength, it calls for vigilance. Be watchful. Christ took his disciples to the garden and asked them to watch and pray, but they fell asleep. Christians, we must be mindful of this spiritual battle. Sleeping is not an option. Be alert. We must stand firm in faith. Be immovable. Remember what I have said. View prayer as a weapon. Prayer is the most powerful thing that us as believers have. God helps believers through prayer. He who does not pray, therefore robs himself from God's help. Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, but by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. What we need to understand is the power that we have in prayer. Now, the weapon of prayer is a force. It touches eternal powers and sets them into motion. It moves God into action and the devil into retreat. Because where there is no prayer, the devil advances. Did you hear me? Where there is no prayer, the devil advances. This is why we are told in everything and in every area we should pray. God will only give to you what you're willing to pray for. Are you in trouble? Are you in deep waters? Has the enemy come in like a flood? Let me tell you, my friend, there are situations in life that you cannot overcome any other way except through prayer. No other way except through prayer and prayer alone. Ephesians 4:27 says, do not give the devil a chance. God is telling us himself, do not give the devil a chance. Are you giving the devil a chance in your life? Today it has to stop. Don't allow the devil to ruin your life. Get on your knees and fight back. Stop allowing the devil to destroy your health. The Bible says, I will bring you health. Stop allowing the devil to break up your family. The Bible says, let no man separate what God has joined together. Stop allowing the devil to tell you your life is over. The Bible says, your God will restore everything you have lost. Everything you have lost. Stop allowing the devil to inject the spirit of fear into your life. The Bible says, God has not given you the spirit of fear. Stop allowing the devil to tell you that God only answers the prayers of the righteous. The Bible says the righteousness of Jesus has been imputed into you. Stop allowing the devil to tell you your situation is hopeless. You need to know that Jesus is your hope. You don't have to take his stuff. You don't have to take it. Call on God through prayer. Use the weapon that you have been given, the weapon of prayer. Prayer opens up the gates of heaven and closes the gates of hell. Prayer uproots and destroys demonic power and influences. Prayer lifts you higher to a place you cannot go by yourself. Prayer invokes the supernatural power of God. Prayer opens up resources not known to men. You have a host of angels ready, waiting to intervene in your situation, but you are silent. Why are you silent? You have God on your side, but he's waiting on you to ask, when was the last time you used the weapon of prayer? And I'm not talking about that soft prayer that you always recite every single day. I mean the type of prayer where your whole spirit is involved, where you throw everything you have inside of you. And you don't even need to shout. It can just come from the heart. You have a prayer warrior inside you. You need to stop letting life and the devil kick you around. Call on God.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.